It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. May 6th, 1949, Electronic Delayed Storage Automatic Computer, otherwise known as EDSAC, was the first practical stored program computer. It was assembled by Maurice Wilkes at Cambridge University in England. 1955, IBM announced that they would be putting a team together to explore a new magnetic disk storage technology. Put platters into a series. From this, RAMAC was born. 1962, a Polaris A2 missile launched from the USS Ethan Allen, the first U.S. nuclear warhead. 1983, Texas Instruments and Controlled Data Corporation reach an agreement permitting TI to secure specific rights to the 108 of 430 Plato courseware titles. 1991, Sierra Online announced the Sierra Network, a dial-up modem access service for playing computer games with others. 1997, Grandmaster Kiri Kasparov reaches a stalemate in the third of six games against IBM's Deep Blue supercomputer. And Veritas acquired OpenVision and NetBackup, formerly became a Veritas product. 1998, Apple Computers introduced a new line of black PowerBook notebook computers that were designed around Apple's G3 processor, prices starting at $2,299. Steve Jobs also introduced the Apple iMac, featuring a 233 MHz PowerPC G3 processor, 512 kilobit backside cache, 32 MB of RAM, 4 GB IDE hard disk, ATI RAGE with 2 megabytes of SG RAM, and more, starting at $1,299. And Ghost 5.0C, a program that could clone a PC computer, was released. And in 1999, the Dell Computer Corporation revealed plans to build a manufacturing facility near Nashville, Tennessee. The Round Rock, Texas-based company estimated that the project would create thousands of new jobs in the Nashville area. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. The Phantom 3 has been released just in time for all your springtime flying. In both professional and advanced models, the Phantom is one of the most popular drones out there. And it can make you feel like a kid again, just like when you got your first RC car years ago. With video up to 4K, you can have fun taking overhead shots, aerial footage in parks or by the lake, or you can just fly over your house to see how many of your kids' toys ended up on the roof, or if your roof even survived the winter. I encourage you to go over to geekazine.com/DJI so you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom, and it supports the Day in Tech History. Then go out to the park and have a ton of fun. Geeky fun with DJI. Now let's get back into your Day in Tech History. In 2002, San Jose, the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference was held. Steve Jobs unveiled the latest Mac OS version, codenamed Jaguar, and the iChat software. QuickTime 6 and QuickTime Broadcaster were also released to developers. Also in 2002, Intel released the 2.26, 2.4, and 2.53 GHz Pentium 4 processors with 533 MHz frontside bus. Prices started at $423. To $637. 2003, the Apple eMac was released by Apple, featuring an 800 to 1 GHz G4 processor with a 40 or 80 GB hard drive. 2004, Paint.net version 1.0 was released. It's a bitmap graphics editor for Windows developed on the .NET framework. 2005, ECMA Eiffel, which was a draft, was released. Eiffel is an analysis, design, and programming language. 2008, Elliot Schrage, who is Vice President of Global Communications and Public Affairs, leaves Google and heads over to Facebook. Also in 2008, HTC launched the Touch Diamond phone. Hyundai Kia announced, along with Microsoft, that by 2010, cars will contain an automated platform by Microsoft. Microsoft also resumed the delayed release of the XP and Vista Service Pack 1 due to the compatibility problems reported the week before. Sprint, Nextel, and Clearwire announced a $14.5 billion deal to spin off WiMAX. The new company would be called Clearwire. And Qwest ends relations with Sprint and moves over to Verizon. They plan to resell wireless services from Verizon starting in that summer of 2008. 2009, Micro Focus acquired Borland Software for $75 million. AMD launched a reorganization strategy to merge the microprocessor and graphics units back together. And they also announced that certain chips would not work with Windows 7 XP mode. And in 2013, European researchers announced that they had a potential cure for gray hair. The U.S. Senate passed a bill allowing states to tax internet sales, and Bill Gates argued that users were getting a little frustrated with their iPad simply because of the lack of functionality that a PC has to offer. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.